way out.
Billy, ke ni mal ko ni abo tax ci baba ti
tata
am ci mal ko ni la ko la ni ato ci ko ni na ko tax ci mara ke ni na ci ni ci ka ni
Never talk like a law of two pieces.
Yeah, I'm right.
connect Father to us.
Just remind you, having a big time meeting.
Thank you. Material with, or material with, After me, I'm on the Elster, you grow a loose. A rough blita. The key, Tamna, Kavanahoni in the Lunis Sule, Kaka Klu Biakman. Unami, Kaka Klu, Kavanapaya, I have to a glass. But that came you, Miss Annie, Ma, I get to truck. Today, all the blue, that came you, Miss Annie. Anna, Yaktut, Tamnali, Kulele, Ulu, Poyet, Koyanatu, Avanga, Tusari, in the Rose Yoni, Pimalisa, Natu, Suli, Apolli, Lu, Igla, Jango, Tikipun, Igla, Tikilupun, Tabatumno, Amuneo, Amuneota, Iglaxuli, Nordi Raya, Tamura Group, Iglaxi Kidman, Yakotor, Puno in Colombia, Yakotor, Camara, Rudi, Suli, Pinrakshabuk, Pinralol in Yama, Imma, George Towney, Ningo Kidman, Ulvin Minan, Noko Hanan. Bonga kami, ukroni, wak ilang luni, suli pekatiin tako, kapcilam te ul kaktom, pinera luni tumrego, tabna tak naman, tumrego tako, tumtan nasit tako, kisura ay kangat, naman. Ang nakadiblo, pirepengin siya na siya. Ano, tarimin, pinagamin, aglali. Taman na, taan na siya kung pinagrema kanya na lawalim niya po. Una niya, ako bakto ki, ako iherakto. Pinuktoya dunun niya. Unani, sikung kahani ito, tekipos kisipayama ng maklo, ang modi blu, kaito blu, igla, kanatun pisikume pilya blu ni, asile sung mati galapag ko, tabna, huwag nakila na sung mati ngitia, itakti, inyumin huwag ka nga, Ang nasip nukit po, awang nga, pagkunanin nyo na ito ni. Inukit po, ubogot naman na, ang una ito hud, di kagila kay kudlun ni, inumun kay nyerit na, nabralok. Patumang mo ni, maktaragamin naman na, pagilumagyan, naman. Nakadagdaro ko rin ang higitin ang bad. Ang na, higitin niyin. Isawag ko. Suli. Kasama. Tumoma. Ilakiyadyo. Ano, pipili ko tingkanan. Sinoko ako na ako may ilo kasuwan. Ang wabayo ulutak. Iyan eh. Kapsin niyo kini. Tamanasin. Sumpah di sekolah. Kanneri po, awak tau piwa, nak pelanggan ini. Awan kami nami, tidak tu, tak tu masih, cariya, mau di cariya, kisah punya, anda cium ketawa tau, mana, boleh leluhur, nak teriakan, dia kerap jalan ini. Inyo, muna after recording it, came to the parliament.
Yeah. First of all, I'd like to send greetings from my parents. I know they'd like to say hello to a lot of their friends and relatives. So I'd like to send greetings from my parents, Bobby Girl. It's really good to be here. We're having a good time. I'm glad to be here in Camino. I think that these elders' conferences should be held in villages. I vote for Amber next time myself. I'll start off with a CAD Sulu report. I was just hired to work with the Upland Trust, and Marie Green was in that position, and she moved upstairs to charge, and I deal with a lot of the II grants, and we just got done with a really successful planning session with professional growth systems, and we talked a lot about on the waiting list from the past couple of years that haven't been able to go to Camp Sulu, so we'd like curriculum that should be taught. We will look at that handbook, there's a handbook of Camp Sulu, and we'll see if we need to revise it or not. But the main thing is to try to get things started early. And right now we're writing grants from DCRA and the Landon Foundation. And at this time we're going to be looking for airlines that will be giving us the cheapest rates for kids to travel. If you have any ideas on how this camp could be run better, more efficient, please let us know. We're always willing to make things better and for change. If there's a strong area, leave it that way. But we want to make sure that we operate a really good camp so that we can work with other camps. I know that Selwick and other areas are working on camps. So we want to be able to work with them to strengthen their camp and also look into our regions and statewide so that we could possibly follow the Camp Sulu format. So we want to make it a strong and really successful camp for our youth. Any questions about Camp Sulu?
Should we have a 2D KPC?
How old the students will, excuse me, how old the students will have to be?
Right now we're starting seventh to college.
Seventh to college.
Those young ones might
7 years
too
old?
Tough to handle.
College. Seven.
From 7 years old?
Yeah, 7 years
okay.
old to college.
Some other villages can pay that tuition at $50. We can study for those who don't their wages from money and look at the things. I got a lot of grandkids that have been to see this every summer because they are paying $50 to the things.
Yeah, some kids and parents, they're if they can donate, if they can pay, then we encourage them to, but not everyone can pay.
It's really good though. I can see them. They also want to go back to Dave and ask him, Grandma, can I go next Sunday? Yeah. You want to go and send them back? We can't. We'll go. One of my grandkids will watch Jesus Day sale. The ones who never obey us do dishes too. You do dishes?
Yeah,
I do. No, he never did. He never obeyed, that's right.
Yeah, we're
that's
trying
good for them.
Yeah, it'll be
to
good.
Make them work.
Yeah, we'll see how this fee thing. What do you guys think about having kids pay a $50 fee? Do you think that would be okay?
Oh. I do because we didn't pay.
For going to camp?
Mm-hmm. For Camp Sulu? Right now, the whole total cost for us to operate Camp Sulu, we had every student would be $158,000. This is to pay for personnel, for transportation, food, materials, everything. It would cost us $158,000 to run a successful Camp Sulu. That's how much the budget is right now. And right now, we don't ask the
Mommy, but I always pay ahead because you got deadline.
Yeah.
So that's why we have to go early and the ones who have the last early hours to be on waiting list.
So we want to get this information to the schools as soon as we can. So kids right now are going to start thinking about it, planning.
That's an educational camp, and it takes money. It takes money to run anything, and this is education to kids too. You have to pay. We have to wrestle for money to get you in, and this is a good part of education. Not try to. Sometimes we try a little bit too much, trying to get everything for nothing. And we just spoil our kids and we don't educate them. They have to be educated from home too, not only from the schools.
Let
And this is part of it.
I think it'll be good for kids to try to raise that money too, to learn how to work at that young age to raise their money.
Mm-hmm.
And some kids back home, they won't get out of the day because they don't need this stuff.
Percentage.
Something for you guys to think about. But the main thing, like I said, is for us to plan early. We don't want to try to do things at the last minute.
So they start talking about for them to be there, there, from home, to Navajo.
It's something that we talked about. We never decide on it yet, but that was another option besides that. You know, if the kids pay a $50 fee, I don't think that they will have to cover their own transportation, you know, that we will cover the transportation. But if they cover their transportation, then they don't have to cover that $50 fee. But, you know, we never decide it, we've just been talking about
it. Did you get everything set, like talk with your crew and you can write letters early to me so we can find out early?
Yeah. That's why I want to get approval from you folks as a board. What do you think we should do? Should we have $50 fee or should we have kids pay their own transportation? Mm-hmm. Before we really act, we want to follow your guidance.
If I have money, I'd pay because they are being fresh salmon. Do you imagine? I still have some money.
Yeah, I know I shouldn't speak, but Kavangapli Agarni Rakdotter college aid student Guluni Ikushanyaksapan, $95 one way from Kotzebue to from Upper Kobuk for the fee. Yeah, for college students because they're adults already. Up to 12 years, they pay $95, that's the most with any airline now. So I guess they would go for that $50 fee, you know, instead of paying their fare. I don't know.
I worked there as a camp director assistant one summer, and I understand a few things about this camp school. I know it costs money to move children around, no matter how you look at it. But there's a way, like Red Shell, Hannah, Bertha Jennings, she was there to work with the group. They work from different angles, like transportation-wise, you have to put Norway children from the boat to the boat to sit down to the middle. And when they do that, does anybody just can't haul these kids around? You have to have a certified captain, a boat that they're gonna have inspection to haul these kids around before they start doing it. So that one problem right there is real harsh. So another thing, food. In Council of Navy, they have ideas, something like they'll set net. They try to get fish from that net to feed the camp, all of the kids. And the point is, when we do that, we're trying to train them to understand what it's all about, to be entitled to what we're talking about. Before the orientation, when we have a bunch of kids that morning, before we put them or bring them to the room where we'll say, you have to listen to the rules would come to run down. That one of the things we had explained to the kids, and a lot of times I would be talking to them and speaking a little bit about what Eskimo living is all about. That's our point. And so we have problems with the kids from the camp, some of them. And this up to me and Claire, because he was camp director, to what we had and I walked together and talked to the kids. If we really get into a problem, still we have to kind of straighten that child. A lot of times we work together and try to do our job best we can. Like she says, there's a lot of money to run the camp, and this $50 has been there ever since it started, the camp zero. And we thought it was too much. After I count my money in my pocket, a lot of times I don't have enough to send 7 kids of my own family right there. And maybe my wife will send 4 of them, and that was the best thing she's done. They learned a lot. One boy, one of my grandchildren, he's tall and she's in high school right now. Him and I went hunting. He had a shotgun in the front. I didn't know he would learn how to shoot shotgun with that camp so near, and he was able to shoot that duck easy instead of that little plate like that shoot up in the air. See, those things are the best things that ever happened in camp. The training to do things, how to hunt, how to. I had my own boat. I volunteered with my boat with $50 a day so that my pocketbook won't get hurt. Means about taxes, income tax. That was good. Additional employment for my retirement and social security thing. That there's people here in that group. You are the one in Rachel and Hannah, and they're like Harriet. They work so that they will talk to those people that are trying to run the camp, and also people from the camp, families. You have a right to speak. That's fine. But we also have to do things like trying to work with those people. If we don't, problem. So, but while I'm talking here, I was there. Last summer I had a good problem too with my family. I had to stay home and take care of my family. So I would learn a lot. I would learn a lot from that council meeting. At least I get real fat when I return. matter of fact, I was there with my boat to go check on the net with about 5-6 every trip to show them how to check the net. And there's some people how to show them how to cut it. People hang it, dry it, things like that. So. Really, he's one of those people that have been there ever since it started. And he was supposed to be more like kind of oversee how it's going. So we said, we're trying to look away somewhere, what, or take a look and try to find out a better way to run it, cheaper way, cheaper. Groceries, cost money, and another thing, we need little transportation, like little four-wheeler to beat everything up, otherwise we pack it. A lot of work. So, okay, if I hold, talking too long, that's what I know from the past.
How many staffs here to fight barrel against in a day for one trip from her to Sealand or from Katsu? 2 hours. I thought it was expensive. It's cheaper than yours because each hour is only for. We can certify private proof that we cleaned up in that car. I won't tell you that much.
I did.
See, when they were just dead.
I get found.
I was doing 100.
I get found in the A's who come with those kids. I get found in the room that you didn't.
I was just about to bring that up because it was on KOTZ announcements.
If anyone in your villages are interested in being certified or licensed to drive, because there's so much insurance and liability to take kids anywhere nowadays, you have to have insurance, especially if it's in a group. If you have people that are interested, this class is going to be February 3rd. I think that's when it started. And I think it costs about $1,000. Somewhere around there to enroll for this class. Are we done with Camp Sibu? Are we done with Camp Sibu?
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
I come to thought of those kids too that didn't get to go. I was the because if they didn't, if they're not the first ones to go again, they might not go at all again this summer. But we have to come to think about it.
Yeah. There is a waiting list from some kids wanted to go for a few years, they still never get to go. Some kids learn the system right now, they learn the fax machine. They fill out their application and they fax it to the office. But in the past it was first come, first serve, and I know there's kids on the list and sure those kids apply and that those kids get first chance to go.
And you haven't set the date yet, huh?
You haven't set the date yet.
I wonder what month was it and what day was July last summer?
July, mid-July.
Mid-July.
So this year, tentatively, we're starting the week after 4th of July. Monday after 4th of July is our first camp session. Mr. Chairman?
Do they have a coastal camp to do it too in this area, like Kivalin and other villages, or Upper Kobuk?
Rachel's talking about that Riley Rec camp, but I don't know how old the people are for that. We got our materials from our material and we need to know the temporary help and got all of that material that we got from our Port Foundation money. They will be older kids because seal hunting